Chapter 10 Short and Sweet. Spike, I really don't mean to be rude, but I am extremely busy right now, Twilight said, without tearing her eyes away from her book. Her pink and purple mane fell over her eyes. She blew it away with a puff of air. Is everything okay?
No, Twi, it's, not.
Spike's voice was small. He shifted from claw to claw and his eyes were darting around. At this, Twilight sprang to attention with a look of genuine concern on her face. I apologize for being so distracted. She was physically unable to ignore a friend in crisis. Please, tell me what's wrong. Spike hopped onto his throne.
All of the snacks are gone!
Spike! Twilight exclaimed, looking more than a little annoyed. That's your big crisis? You know you're welcome to go to the market and just get some more if you want to. She shook her head.
Let me rephrase that. Spike rubbed his chin with his claw. The snacks are gone, and I didn't eat them.
Well, neither did I. Twilight rolled her eyes.
Exactly. Some pony else did.
He put his claws on the table and leaned in.
Some pony named Starlight Glimmer.
The princess leaned her ear against the wall to listen for sounds of her student. The fact that Twilight didn't hear a peep coming from inside made her skeptical. But Spike had been so insistent that it required exploration. He wouldn't just make up the whole story for no reason. Here goes nothing, Twilight readied herself. She closed her eyes in preparation. She felt weaker than ever from all of her attempts to finish Mooncurve's minutiae before the Ponyville game night later. It took most of Twilight's remaining energy, but she gathered it up and aimed straight for the blank space between the two doors. Zap! A massive magic beam expelled from Twilight's horn. The glowing curtains of light parted once more. Sure enough, just like Spike had described, there was a brown door in its place. It slowly creaked open, leaking shafts of light into the hallway. It was too bright to see inside. The pony and the dragon squinted. "Wait here, Spike," commanded Twilight, before galloping headfirst into the doorway. "I'll be right back." The moment she stepped through the doorway, Twilight's sparkle felt like she was being sucked into the room. Her body lurched forward and tumbled across the floor, then slid to the back wall of the room as if Twilight were a gigantic magnet. The alicorn blinked her eyes, trying to get her bearings and gain purchase on the floor with her hooves. Twilight? Starlight Glimmer's voice cut through the commotion. She came galloping up, bracing herself against the forces. I'm so glad you're here! Starlight reached out her hoof to Twilight and pulled her up. I'm so sorry. I know I was supposed to be in the Crystal Empire. I didn't mean to. Explain later, Twilight interrupted. She scanned the room in a state of panic and confusion. Where had this place even come from? We have to fix this, whatever it is. I think I accidentally created a vortex, Starlight cried out. Her mane whipped around in the worsening wind. Are you sure? Twilight tried to step back toward the doorway, but she wasn't grounded enough. Vortexes could only be created with the strongest magical energy known to ponykind. Surely Starlight Glimmer wasn't that powerful on her own. Was she? Look at it! What else could it be? Starlight winced as a book flew past her head. Swirling colors? A strong force sucking everything nearby into one central spot? There were bags under Starlight's eyes. Her appearance reminded Twilight of the way Princess Cadence had looked when she was trying to protect the Crystal Empire from King Sombra. It was the sign of a pony that had been overdoing it on magic spells. A bed from the room across the hall slid in through the door and slammed against the back wall. Okay, you're right, Twilight admitted. It's a vortex! Starlight's eyes were fraught with panic. What do we do? Twilight knew the answer, but it made her nervous given her current state of magical exhaustion.
We have to stop it with what started it! Magic!
The two ponies hesitated, looking at each other. They were both too afraid to say it. Neither of them had any magic left to give. The tale of Comet Tail's curse had come true.